Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dearborn, Michigan and the Team Hotel. The Vikings have invaded Detroit, Michigan. We're at the Team Hotel. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. Mike Wobshaw with Vikings.com. Super excited for the game tomorrow. Before we get started, early happy Thanksgiving to everyone listening and watching. We are thankful for you. Thank you for being here, and thank you for giving the Vikings your support.
All day, every day.
What are you looking at?
The Detroit Lions just signed Dwight Freeney.
Yes.
Dwight Freeney played Monday night for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
He played 18 snaps, 17 on defense, 1 on special teams, which means if the Lions actually play Dwight Freeney tomorrow,
yeah.
Vikings.com and PA and Wabi Productions are reporting this would be the first player in the history of the NFL to play on a Monday and a Thursday. Good luck with all that.
Right. Maybe an indication that really good defensive end, Ziggy Ansah,
yeah,
might not play.
Yeah, they from a pass rushing standpoint, they've had some problems of late. Not quite as bad as they've had with their run defense, where they're giving up nearly 154 rushing yards a game. I'm just flabbergasted that they signed Dwight Freeney and the pass rushing guy actually may play in tomorrow's game. We'll see.
It will be interesting to see Dwight Freeney with a nasty spin move. You got to watch out for that. I like your jacket. All right. Here we are, Team Hotel in Detroit, a night before the game. What you thinking about?
Well, very blessed to be traveling and working with a team that's 8-2. Also on a Vikings game day live tomorrow on Fox 9.
9:30 Central.
9:30 Central. When Wabi and I do our winning formula, Wabi is going to get into something that's very intriguing to me. The title on Fox 9 will be Elimination Game, because a lot of the talk locally here in the Motor City and honestly nationally is, can the Detroit Lions hold on? Can the Detroit Lions fend the challenge of the surging Vikings and hold on? How about we just eliminate them and basically become prohibitive favorites to win the NFC North and take another step to having a home playoff game at the House of Pain? So Elimination Game is the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah, and that's the big picture for the game tomorrow, is a Vikings victory. It does not mathematically eliminate the adversary in our division,
we'll
Detroit.
We'll take our chances, though.
But it really makes it a steep climb for them. It would be a three-game lead with five to go. But the little picture of Elimination Game is, what do the Vikings need to do to win the game? And two big keys, I think, are eliminate negative plays for us on offense, because we had 9 of them last week against the Rams. Even in a win,
did we really?
Had 5 penalties on the offense, and we had negative runs. So we got to get rid of those. And then we need to eliminate the Lions' explosive plays, which we did to the Rams. They only had 2 plays of 20 yards or more. But this offense can get explosive, too.
You're an elite football mind, and I certainly am not going to take your second to none takes deep. But I think the absolute A topic in this game is not handing the money to the Detroit Lions.
Which we've done 3 times in a row.
Well, we've lost 3 consecutive, 4 of the last 5, and 6 of the last 9 to the Detroit Lions. And God bless the Lions. They've gotten better. Stafford's good. Marvin Jones is hot right now. I love their offensive line when everybody's healthy and up to speed and going. But earlier in the season, we lost 3 fumbles to the Lions, which flipped the game. Last year, about a year ago on Thanksgiving Day, we had a Darius Slay interception that ended the game. And then at the one at the House of Pain in 2016, you know, we made a bunch of mistakes in that game. So how about if we lose a straight-up, crisply played game to the Detroit Lions, que sera, sera.
Yeah.
But let's have that be the case if we lose, as opposed to just being like, here, kitty, kitty, just take the ball.
Now, Case Keenum, interesting article on Pro Talk, on Pro Football Talk, about like Case Keenum actually being a candidate to be the MVP.
That was a tweet.
Okay, a tweet.
Yeah, it was a Florio tweet, and he's weird.
Well, but, I mean, he's the quarterback of an 8-2 team, whatever. Yeah. So Case is playing great, but we are running the ball.
Yeah.
We are running the ball really well the last few weeks, and actually about the last 2 months.
Yep.
Now, Case Keenum on play-action passing, 8.5 yards per attempt.
Wow.
In the last 2 games.
Holy cow.
So being able to run the ball, really important tomorrow. And DeMarco Murray is starting to get into midseason form.
Latavius Murray.
Sorry.
Latavius Murray. We take DeMarco. He's really good.
Yeah, he can come play for us, too.
Latavius.
Like, we're in week 12, so everyone's in the last quarter of the season, basically.
Yeah.
But Latavius is like – early season.
Yeah.
Because he missed all of training camp in the preseason. He's just starting to get going. It's paying dividends.
Yeah, my chief statistician for the At Wobby in the Lobby performances that we do on road games is a Ryan Cardinal, at Ryan Cardinal via Twitter. Right. And he unloaded Monday with just a bunch of elite information about our running game compared to Detroit's run defense. And through the first five games of the season with nose tackle Haloti Ngata, the Lions were giving up 74 rushing yards a game, 3 yards per carry, which is pretty good, and just one rushing touchdown. In the last five games without the Beefeater, 153.8 rushing yards a game, 9 rushing touchdowns, and yards per carry creeping up near 6.
Yep.
So that, the Vikings are 8th in the NFL in rushing, which is a good number, and Latavius is coming off a good game.
Now, the last two teams that have run the ball against Detroit were Cleveland and Chicago.
Yeah.
So here's what's notable about that is Detroit knew that was coming because they got DeShone Kizer and Mitchell Trubisky, and you're not going to go into a game thinking you're going to throw 40 times with those quarterbacks.
And Crowell and Howard, and they run.
Detroit knew those teams were going to come in and try and run
That's
the
a
ball,
great point.
And they did. So it's going to be a really key component for the Vikings. Lastly, before we go.
Well, let's take that one step farther.
Yeah.
Because of the situation with Detroit's running game and why, for me, it's the 1A topic behind don't turn the ball over and give the game away to the kiddies, is because with their situation, with their run defense right now, they have to bring safety Tavon Wilson close to the line. Now, I mean, with the way Thielen's playing of late, 916 receiving yards, and Diggs against the Lions, where he averages well over 100 yards a game, you bring that safety down and you leave single coverage in the secondary.
Good luck.
I mean, good luck to you, right. Seriously.
Right, yep. I think Detroit's secondary, although very good, would have its challenges with that.
Darius Slay and Glover Quinn,
they are
very good.
Exceptional, yes, they are. Lastly, before we go, special teams. Jamal Agnew may not play. He's a really good returner. In fact, he's the number one punt returner in the NFL.
Yep.
The Vikings are the only team, along with Baltimore, two teams, to have top five rankings in punt return average and kickoff return average.
Yeah.
I think the kicking game is going to be important tomorrow. Obviously, Matt Prater has daggered us a few times.
Yeah.
But the return game is going to be important in this game, too.
You know, I'm a functioning predictaholic, having worked in horse racing for a quarter century. I'm not going to make it like an official call, but one of these weeks with Wobby in the Lobby, I'm going to predict Marcus Sherrills will have a punt return touchdown, and it will happen.
Yeah.
He's sitting on one. Seriously, he's one of the best in the last, 8 years of football, and he doesn't have one yet. So you have that. You have Agnew probably not playing. Their kicker, Matt Prater, he's unbelievable, 6 of 9 from 50 and beyond. And our guy, Kai, you know, he's 5 for 5 from 50 and beyond. I trust him in a situation like this. Special teams can be very, very big tomorrow, no doubt.
I can't tell you how many awesome fans emailed or tweeted reminding us we forgot the victory high five after Between the Lines.
We can't do it now, though.
You don't think we can?
No, it's not a victory high five. The only victory is that it's a blessed Thanksgiving. And we're going to have fun at Ford Field. One of your favorite acts, Jason Derulo, is performing at halftime. And that is a victory in its own right. But we can't. We'll just wait for Between the Lines, sponsored by Gatorade, on the field, produced by Nathan Vaughn. And after we win, that's when we'll do the high five.
If it happens, we have a special treat in store for you in the Between the Lines post-game report.
Emphasis on the word treat.
Yeah, you will like it. So make sure you stay tuned for that. All right. The game is 11:30 a.m. Central Time tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, not noon. Remember, it's at 11:30. So 9:30 a.m., Fox 9, the pregame show.
Vikings also, Game Day Live.
Vikings Game Day Live. Also at 9:30, the Vikings Radio Network pregame show.
Vikings Football Sunday.
Hosted by Mike Musman. So make sure you catch all that. Of course, follow the Vikings on all the social media platforms.
And at 11:30, where will you be?
I will be there for the boom at Ford Field as the Vikings look to extend their lead in the NFC North. Thanks for watching, everyone. On behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I'm Wobby signing off for now. Happy Thanksgiving.